Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Yes, welcome back from cleaning your environments. Glory be to God. I woke up so early on yesterday. I woke up at 5 so that I can do the spiritual things, so that decided as an estate that we shall begin at 8. So by 8, I was done with the spiritual things. I took breakfast. The only tool I had in my house that could be of help was a spade. Okay? The slasher is very old, but I was like, the spade will do what? And I might find a slasher there. And so I went. We are many, actually. Yes, husbands came with their wives. There are two families which came with all their children. Okay? So we worked on one road. Next month, we're going to work on our road, Segawa Road. Glory be to God. Amen. So it was a very wonderful experience. I was like, I cannot miss this day. Yet I get irritated by seeing bottles thrown all over the place, bovelas. Now a day of cleaning has come and I don't show up. I was like, no way. Okay? So, yes, it was a good time for a community to bond, isn't it? Yes, a community to bond at no cost. No those things of now, sodas, water, chicken. Glory be to God. And the other thing, of course, it was good exercise. Okay? All that, you know, walking, being on your feet from 8 up to like 11, it was good exercise. Glory be to God. So I thank God for whoever came up with that idea. Yes, it was Nabanja who announced, didn't it? But most probably it wasn't her idea. It must have been the CDF. Most probably it was the CDF copying from Rwanda. Glory be to God. Copying Uncle Paul. Hallelujah. Eh? He's saying to him. He calls him his uncle. No, even his center is right in our language. Glory be to God. So we thank that. Hallelujah. Yes, and because of that, I thought about the event Mr. and Mrs. Barlow had organized. And I was like, are they going to call it off? Because I'm like, if it was supposed to begin at 9, yet they should leave home at 10. Anyway, but I thank God that it happened. How many of you attended his event? Okay, Helen, Lydia, Alana, thank you so much. You represented us. Hallelujah. Those of us who are cleaning. Glory be to God. Yes, first-time visitors are welcome. Yes, that gentleman, I met him somewhere. So I'm glad that he's here. He asked me where the church, one day or what? I will visit you. And I was surprised that he showed up like a few days later, like after asking me where we meet as a church. He told me that he prays from All Saints, isn't it? Yes, All Saints Nakasero. Okay, what's your dad's name? What's your dad's name? A simple question, can you imagine? Tata Oya Hani. Hani? Kawananuchi. Do you know that gentleman? Kawananuchi. Yes, his son is here. Glory be to God. His son, instead of being with the father, Harimuchiwempe. Hallelujah. Definitely, you know Reverend Diana, isn't it? Now, the brother is here. Muchifochokwira ku all says, Naye Harimuchiwempe. Glory be to God. But Biwempe, Sibiwempe, we are all God's people, isn't it? We are all born again. Hallelujah. Yes, worship team, thank you so much. Let's give them another big hand clap. Yes, the reason why I couldn't forget to appreciate the worship team is because this morning, I woke up at 4. And I think he saw now this was, anyway, I had a dream, okay? And I woke up with it. So that is my second dream in over a year, okay? The first dream in over a year was the one of Taurus, Mark, you remember? In June, last month, on 16th. So the second dream was today, okay? And in this dream, the worship team, yes, it was, in the dream it was a Saturday, and the worship team had gone for rehearsal. Then there was another church in the vicinity that was with which Isaac Seru Kenya is associated. You know Isaac Seru Kenya? He's a worship leader. In fact, we sing some of his songs here. Like which one? Sinza Katonda. That one? Then also, there's another one. Which we sing here? Any Sinza Katonda? Aha, Sadaka Etendo. So he has very good work. So in the dream, yeah, the worship team had met for rehearsal. It was a Saturday. Then there was a church somewhere in the area with which Seru Kenya was associated. So he went to that church for something. Then when he was done, he came to see the LAT worship team as they rehearsed. Okay? And if I remember right, my wife happened to be there with you people. So now she's the one who comes and tells me in the dream that Isaac Useru Kenya visited our worship team, and he said that the worship, the praise and worship of LAT is very, very good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, he said the worship of LAT is very, very good. Hallelujah. Amen. So you know what that means. It means exactly that. And the person, remember, who said it is a recognized figure in that area of ministry, of praise and worship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That must be the first dream we're having in a long time concerning our worship team, isn't it? There were years ago when there were so many, and they were even like unbelievable what they were saying, that were the best. At a certain point, in fact, there were two dreams which came years ago to the effect that at that point in time, we were the best in the country. Glory be to God. According to heaven, not according to what? Because according to earth, when you just have one guitar and one, you know, you can't, you understand? Munukwane music system, you understand? But anyway, back in time, it was that. And yes, now we got another recommendation that came by a dream this morning at 4. Hallelujah. So, worship team, thank you so much. When Esther hears that dream, she'll be like, Joanne, why did you send me in the what? In the children's church on such a day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's very encouraging, isn't it? Hallelujah. Mr. Nega, you can see why people who are supposed to be at the cathedral are in Echiwempe. Hallelujah. Because even in Echiwempe, they get blessed. Just like other people get blessed in where? At the cathedral. Hallelujah. Like Reverend Diana. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. One time, Sarah told me that your grandmother used to pray to get sweat in the family that can, there can be like a reverend. Your grandfather, yes, and God answered their prayer. Okay? not only we gave them Reverend Diana, but there's Jack, who is very confused now. But he had a calling, isn't it? And I guess he's still there. He only needs to get out of a cult. And then you know, but it all, okay, it was begun by what? A prayer of a grandparent. Of course, in the grandparent's mind, being a servant of God only meant being a reverend. You know, yeah, so God was like, okay, a reverend, Diana, then also other what? Babalo, Papa, you know, yes. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Yeah, now weeks ago and even last Sunday, I reminded us, I was telling us, according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, that we are dearly beloved of God. Okay, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says that, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Okay, so the Father loves us so dearly, isn't it? Hallelujah. Now, according to Ephesians chapter 3, okay, Ephesians chapter 3, I'm going to read verse 18 and 19. It's a prayer which begins where in verse 14. Don't go there. Okay, so in verse 14, Paul says that, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father. Okay, so he kneels, isn't it? He kneels like the people in All Saints do. Glory be to God. He kneels in prayer. Okay? The people here, they do it at home. Hallelujah. Here, they often do it. We always do it in our hearts, isn't it? Hallelujah. So anyway, Paul says that he kneels, okay, as he prays to the Father. And what does he pray for? He prays that the Ephesians, who he was praying for, may be able to comprehend with all the saints, so that is verse 18, what is the width and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Glory be to God. Now, I'm reading that just to let us know that because God loves us so much, he would want us to comprehend the love he has for us. Isn't it? Hallelujah. And one of the ways we can be able to comprehend that love is through prayer. Praying for God to help us to comprehend the great love that he has for us. Hallelujah. And Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus. Ephesus is in Turkey. Hallelujah. Ephesus is where? In Turkey. Hallelujah. All right? So he prayed that they may comprehend the love of Christ, which is also, of course, the love of God, that they may know how great the Father loves them. Hallelujah. So when I read that scripture a few weeks ago, I told us that let us also pray that we may comprehend the love God has for us. Hallelujah. And many of you prayed, and God showed you how much he loves you. For me, on 16th June, in my first dream over a year, I dreamt when God was referring himself as my Kakwano. You remember that dream? It is on the website. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. When he's like, he's my friend. Amen? Now, talking about experiencing the love of God or knowing how much God loves us, okay, there's a certain category of people who God especially reveals his love for. That's correct English? You know, it was a long what? A sentence. So I didn't know how I was going to end it correctly. Glory be to God. Amen. Those are some of of the issues Flora has against Rutoro. She said that, man, the words are very long. You know, in one word, you find the person who said it, the time it was said, whether it is in the past or it will be in the future, whether it is. Anyway, then how many people who said it, in just one word, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so there is a category of people who I talked about last Sunday, who will every now and again experience, God will especially reveal his great love for. Hallelujah. And those are people who are joyful givers. Glory be to God. That is why in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, Paul told the Corinthians that let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Notice that God, the Bible says that God loves everybody, isn't it? Okay? 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says that, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. All of us, love has been bestowed upon us, isn't it? But then later, he says that he loves a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. So that to me means that God is so near. He's so close. He reveals his love in a special way, is revealed to those who are cheerful givers. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I can't read this verse, and I don't read it in the Amplified version of the Bible also. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay? And the man whose father is in all sense right now loves that version. Hallelujah. So 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 from the Amplified version, the Amplified Classic. Okay, it says that God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. God loves. Okay, God loves. He takes pleasure in, prizes above other things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Prizes above other things. Okay? Prizes above other things and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you are in this category, hallelujah, every now and again, God will come through to show how much he loves you. Glory be to God. Okay? And in a sense, you might not have to pray the Ephesians 3, what? Prayer. Okay? But you should pray it. Okay? But in the event that you have never met it, hallelujah, but you are a cheerful giver, God will what? Will get to show you the height and the length and the depth of the great love he has for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Many years ago, it is now over 20 years ago, okay, I finished medical school. I think it was 2001, 2002. Then I started doing internship in Hoima. And it was while I was there, so that is 2002, 2003. While I was there, I get a dream, okay, that first revealed to me how much God loves cheerful givers. Glory be to God. Because you remember, in 1999, I had heard an audible voice, okay, when I was at University, Northcote, okay? And the audible voice, I was alone in the room, but I had a voice like someone was in the room, okay? And the voice said that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. So anyway, I began giving. Okay, when we began internship, the government was paying us. Okay, to me, I was so glad that I was getting more money to give. So while I was in Hoima, I gave. In fact, I gave away my entire first one salary. Okay, not that you should do that. Okay, I could be wrong. Okay, Reverend what? Diana can clarify. But me. I don't believe that people should give away their, they should give all their first what? Salary to what? To God, to church, you know, eh? Me, but I might be wrong, okay? So now, if you get a job, a new job, and you're convinced that you should give away your first what? Salary, you should bring it to LAT. I'll be so glad to receive it. Hallelujah. But until God teaches me otherwise, I will never tell it to anyone. Glory be to God. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm right, I'm correct in my opinion. Hallelujah. But I've been born again since 1998. Okay, at first I believed it, then later I realized, no, I don't see it anywhere in the scriptures, okay? But I could be wrong, Bambi, okay? I always tell you that your pastor doesn't know everything. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Recently, there's something my wife was asking me, and she was saying, but you're a pastor, okay? Then I told her, but don't you hear almost like every now and again, I tell the church that your pastor doesn't know everything. Glory be to God. Okay? And I always say that Bambi, unfortunately for you who listen to me, your pastor doesn't know everything. Even things which are in the Bible. Glory be to God. Sibimanyi. That's why I put a disclaimer. And so I began to, I gave my first salary, the month had followed, I tithed, I would give, you know. And then during that time, I had a dream, and in the dream, there was a party at State House, Nakasero, and I was in attendance. I found myself there. And they were serving cake. So there was a little girl younger than Hannah, okay? She was the one to go to the high table or to where they were cutting a cake from. And so she would go with a, it's called a plate? No. Like Olusania. Yeah? That's large. Anyway, so they would put a cake on her what? Platter. Uh-huh. Then she would come to serve the crowd, okay? Yeah, but before she would get to the people, other children, her age and younger, would come and grab all the cake. And this little child would just look at them smiling, like she was just smiling. And I expected her in the dream to cry and also to fight for some cake. But she was just smiling as they what? They grabbed all the cake. And then she would go back, get more cake, okay? And the cycle would what? Like it would be the same thing. They would grab all, you know. So in the dream, I'm looking at her, I'm like, wow, this child, what a wonderful child, okay? Who's letting other children take all the cake from her, and she's not trying to keep for her own. Eh? Trying to keep for herself, uh-huh. Yes. So you know, in the dream, man, I loved that child. Glory be to God. I loved that child in the dream to the extent that many years later, I still had a picture of how that child looked like. Like I would still see that face, okay, in real life. Glory be to God. So that's how That's how, that dream impacted me. Okay? And, of course, the dream continued as we are leaving. Her guardian, the person she had come with, okay, began to spank her. Okay? To spank her. Why? She was saying that this girl is foolish. Why? She gave away all the cake. She couldn't keep anything for herself. So the child was spanked. And I was like, no, don't spank the child. This child is so precious. Okay? She behaved way above her age. Okay? Nenga guardian tagala ukuulira. Glory be to God. Now, when I woke up, okay, God told me that the way you felt, okay, concerning that child's giving, okay, that is the way I feel towards you, Moses. Glory be to God. Okay, now I'm not talking about now. Okay, I'm talking about over what? 20 years ago, like 2002. Mubirobiri. Glory be to God. Kachunzo kwanga twagwamu. Hallelujah. Ngachuli kubyafayo. Okay? So God said that is how I feel towards you. Glory be to God. Okay? Sometime later, I get to learn this scripture, which says that God loves a cheerful. So essentially, that's what the dream was saying. Glory be to God. At that point in time, God had found me to be a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. And the Lord was saying that, I take pleasure in you. Glory be to God. I love you for that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So God loves a cheerful giver. Okay? And if you're a cheerful giver, okay, God will come. Okay? God will create moments, seasons, a day when he will come in one way or the other and reveal his love for you because of your joyous giving. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Okay? One of the first times, was how I got my first job. The job wasn't supposed to be mine, but a professor, okay, who calls me, says that, have you heard of a certain job? I say, no. They call this number. Okay? I called the number. It so happened that this person was an employee of that professor. Okay? Then I signed a contract. Okay? I've just finished medical school. By the prior to getting that job, I think I told you. So internship has ended. Okay, now you're on your own. You have to get a job. Hallelujah. And I had never know, I didn't know how they get jobs. I just knew there's this thing called walking the streets. I was like, where do you start from? I didn't know. Okay? Remember, it was back in the day. Now, these days, university students work. But back in the day, there was nothing like that. Isn't it? So now, you finish university, man. And so I didn't know. Now, remember, we're supposed to move out of the intern's mess. Okay? So basically, get your stuff out. We're sorting. And now I didn't know. How, where do you start from? Okay? So I remember one of those days. Now, I've gone off track. Hallelujah. One of those days, we're finished internship. Okay? So the government is no longer paying you, and you had better move out of what? Those rooms in Mulago, because there's a new set of interns coming. Okay? So I remember. Remember, I didn't have a bed, okay? You know, I've told you all these things. They say in a stand. I just had a mattress, which I used to whatever, on the floor. Morning, wrapping, is it called? Roll. Then I put it in a corner there, man. Because I'm like, buy a bed for what?
zinosente the money for the bed. There are people who need the money. You can sleep. You understand? Glory be to God. I didn't have a phone. A phone for what? MTN to just take my money. Yet I can give that money to someone, bless them. I was like, no way. I refused. And I saw one, I think it was a night. Yeah, one night I think it was. Okay. I've laid my mattress. Then, you know, man, it was heavy on me. How am I going to get a job? How am I going to go about it? And there's a certain type of job I wanted. I didn't want to go into clinical practice. I hated that stuff. So I wanted stuff which didn't have a lot of what? Medicine. Basically, research. But now, where are the jobs? So I remember that night, I went, on my mattress, I knelt. Like I go to All Saints. I knelt and I told God that, God, help me. I don't know these things of looking for a job, saving money, I don't know what. I just say, help me. And then as I'm praying, just a simple prayer, not these things of Abomubi Wempe, but the prayer, Yosaba, on Ugatako scripture. I don't know where people get that stuff from. But there's nothing wrong with it. For me, as long as I'm not praying evil. Sina kugamba, mukama, according to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. You know, but there's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, it's wonderful. But for me, I don't see why I should what? Always. Bwembanga byensaba sibibi. So anyway, as I'm praying, man, because it was so, I began to cry. I cried, man. Tears rolled down. What? I cried. Finished crying, I slept. Glory be to God. Now, in the morning, we go for breakfast. Because now, remember, we are idle. Okay? Idle doctors. We finished 5 years. We have finished a 6 year of internship. To Katuliba Sao, certified. But now we don't, no job. So today our idol, we are still in rooms illegally. Okay? So anyway, we go for breakfast in the hospital. Then we come back. There's a neighbor of mine, a friend of mine, who had a TV. They signed a TV. Okay, so Nengenda Murumia, neighbor Wange, my friend. To watch what? TV. Okay? Now there was LTV on. And I find it was Joyce Meyer. Okay? And as I sat down to listen to her, okay? She says that there is one of you, one door has closed, but God is going to open another. Ay, 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 ay. I knew that is my what? Like, you could feel that, man, God was speaking with me. Hallelujah. Now, I think that same day, remember, we are idle, but we have money from the last month, isn't it? So now we are going up to old Omolago, the pediatrics ward, for lunch. Okay, the reason why we could walk up to her place was that man, for she used to serve big portions. Okay, like Cafe Javas. But that's how Cafe Javas has grabbed you. Mandela realized that Ugandans, you like a lot of food. So when you order for chicken, I think he gives two big ones. Okay, Cafe Seri. We'll give one at the same price. So now that's why what? Mandela Yabasoma. And so we used to go to that what lady. And so now, do you know Omulago Medical School, when you
enter through the gate in medical school. Anyway, there's a parking lot somewhere. So now we are walking up through the parking lot. Then I see this professor who was my supervisor on fourth floor. Okay? Moses, come here. Okay? So I see him, and he's talking to a white lady. So now, because my mother is a Muganda, okay? Yankuza bulungi, glory be to God. But that statement, I've said it here in twice, I think, and later it caused me problems. Okay? Later it caused me what? problems. But you see, every culture has pros and cons, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's propaganda, you give it to them. They know how to humble themselves, whether sincerely or insincerely. So I was like, I cannot just pass past my former supervisor. It's good manners to say good afternoon. Okay? So, as he's talking to the white lady, for me, I stand aside to just get an opportunity to say, good afternoon, Mr. Kamia. Okay? So then my friends leave me and they continue, Buni Bagenda. Okay? Nze Eazariwa Omuganda. Like, when I think about it now, I was like, that's good. Like, who got me to stand there? You know, just standing, I want to ban you, Mia. Like, then for you stand there. Bama, they finish to converse, then you say, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Oh, hey. Then you go. And so, when they finish to talk, okay, Moses come here, who turns to me, like I think he had realized that, what? Yes. So, he turns to me. Then I say, good afternoon, Mr. Kamia. Now is a professor Kamia, okay? Then he say, good afternoon. Then he says that, have you heard of this job? I was like, which job? He's like, call this number. Okay? So he gives me a number. He said, this person is called so and so. Call them, tell them that it is me who has told you to call them. Okay? So I call what? Then the person say, oh, now I'm up country. Let us meet on Monday. Monday we met. Moses came here and said, I called. Hey, okay. So there's this job in, we are here in Mulago. Dead quarters are here. It's a malaria research. You remember how they research? And he's in Chenjojo. You'll be earning. My goodness. Like twice more than government. You understand?
Yeah.
You be then to cut a long story short, the guy he pulled out a paper of two. I signed the contract. Glory be to God. Then he told me that now, and so you'll be paid like end of month. Now, yes, but now we haven't begun. We're just setting up, but we shall call you when we start. So, but you have a job. Okay? I was like, hey, okay. Then, end of month, they call me. Like, Moses, where are you? Come for your salary. So now I can call. Come for your salary. I was like, what? I ran. They're like, yes, because you see, you signed a contract mid month. So we have to pay you for what? Half of the month. It is even much more than what we're getting in government for the whole month. I saw the greatness of God. Giving and receiving. The thing works, man. Okay? And so that was, and so I got a job, man. I was in Chenjuju, like, remember seeing that the sustainability. All I knew what money is for is what God told me in 1998. Give. Yes, so I won't change your village, man. You okay?
Give. Hallelujah. And for me, that was my greatest joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, one time I'm there, then they come to monitor. Is it called to monitor or to check my work? Okay? Like how I'm doing. So that guy who made me sign a contract came with an administrator, some lady called Sarah Chibirango. You remember her? Bridget was there. Okay? Then Sarah, okay, puts me aside. She's like, "Gwe, do you know that the Bazungus like the work you're doing for them? Now they have a plot to send you to Berkeley for a master's. But don't tell anyone." Glory be to God. Oh, yeah. This giving. You understand? To cut a long story short, that what? Aha. But now, backtracking a bit. When I got that job, remember? I've signed a contract. I tell one of my friends, okay, now people would meet me and they think they have met him. They would meet him and they think they have met me. Okay? Pure Umunyarwanda. Okay? In December, I was in Rwanda and Rwandese were speaking to me in Kinyarwanda. I was like, boss, and then they watched him. Okay? And so this guy, like, for me, I don't see the resemblance. Okay? 2 years ago, Moses Mukisa's wife meets me. You know, I knew her from university. So she meets me. Then she's like, "Hey, you're back." I'm like, "Huh?" She's like, "I thought you were in Rwanda." Then I knew now once again. She knew me. But now, so I knew she's talking about what? Hey, because that friend of mine now is in Rwanda. Okay? So anyway, and so, yes, so when I get this job, I tell him that, "Man, Moses Kamia who gave me a job." Then he say, "Hey, I should also go and ask him because I gave him my CV when we finished, you know, internship. I gave him my CV and I told him, man, if anything comes up, please, get in touch with me. Hey, I'm ready to work." So anyway, so he goes to Kamia one day, knocks at the door. Kamia is like, "Come in." Then he's like, you remember I gave you my CV? Yeah, has anything come up?" Then Kamia was like, "But aren't you the one, aren't you the one I gave a job?" Uh-huh. Then he's like, "No, it is Moses Musinguzi." But it was too late. Nothing and signing at that contract. Nariada half a month. Glory be to God. You see the greatness of God. Man, hallelujah. Nenga mkama alikuwa what? Scripture. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So those are some of the moments I experienced. What? And then later, I go to study, you know. Then I come back. Worked. While we're there with Bridget and some people, I found man, poor children, man. This is a certain girl, to this moment, I can't forget how I felt when I met her. This was a young girl, she has finished senior 6. Okay? Then I looked at her, I was like, if this girl doesn't go to university, her life is over. Like, guys, brother, you understand? And I was like, "No. This money you spend on just talking nonsense on phone, I can save something every month. By the end of 6 months, okay, Mbanina, tuition." So I told her, "Go and call your mother." No, I gave her money, like 12,000. I was like, "Go to the university, pick admission forms. Fill them. Whatever course they give you, I'm going to pay. But also go and tell your mother. Go and tell your mother,
Okay? Because now you see I'm a born again, I'm a young Christian man. Okay? Tindi Musihan. Okay? Anyway, like I'm not what? Like immoral, sexually immoral, you know? And I don't want people to think anything like that. So I tell Bridget, I'll be giving the money to you. But I was like, go tell your mother that there's a doctor you've met in Mulago who's going to what? Pay for any. And I did that. One time the mother had younger nonya. Okay? And one day she gets me. And Naf Camila. Okay? Like people who go where? Yeah? All said. Naf Camila. Angamba. What? But then there were nobody kasera and the Tevanzi Kiriza Kukulava. But nurses, Tevanzi Kiriza Kukulava. But and she's like, thank you so much. Oh. But then I realized that family, okay, there was a blessing upon that poor what? Family. You know, now, like I said, you guys have that preaching thing. Eh? You see, now I don't know what that family did that caused a blessing to rest upon them. The blessing that took all the children in that family through school. But what was the mother doing? Because I asked this little girl, Mama, what are you doing? Mama, asika chapati na sumbusa kukarere. As in, I looked at brokenness. That is one of the times when I got so angry at poverty. You guys, poverty is bad. You understand? But you're here, you have forgotten how bad it is and what? Man, poverty is very, very bad. Okay? So, where was I? Yes, a blessing upon these guys. Eh? So she told me that she has a brother. Okay? I think they are firstborn. Okay, now for him, I think it is compassion which took him up. Okay? And primary, secondary, then another brother. Man, you could see some. Then I realized that, you understand? You could see God, like in that family. And the father died. Okay, so the mother was one who was alive. Sika chapati na sumbosa. Like how much do you get from that? You understand? 50K profit a month. Like can't you know? And so whatever I was saying, yes. Okay, so then I got another child. I got two man. Zinga nela ni mugaga nyo. Nesirina motoka, sirina chenina, unsula wa mama wangi, nganyo kuve wa mama wangi. I was like, I get out of my mother, I have a bedroom, it's my bedroom. Then go rent in Bukoto, 400K at that time, a bungalow. I was like, give that money to some guy, yet I can use it to bless someone. My mother is not chasing me from my house, okay? Then there are maids. There's a maid who washes my clothes. You understand? So cutting in day, mubangalo, mbonebone. Okay? Like I told you, I would go back home at 11 p.m. Tambula chilo. No danger. You don't see danger, man. Your mother cries, man, I want to get him tambula chilo. Tambula chilo. You don't see you like what danger. Okay, but when I would get home, my mom, you know, she would get out of bed, she opens for me the house, then she serves me, you know, food, baby, and she knew what kind of food man works for me. So I was like, I live here and I go, then I suffer. I'm staying in the house alone, I'm suffering. Here I have my mother taking care of her. I was like, this money, I'll give her some, then the rest I'll give it to her. Hallelujah. Now, little did I know that there was an appointed day. Mkamaria ninze, glory be to God, to show how much he loves me, a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. Because, first of all, even the way I married my wife, which is another thing. But now we get married, okay? Then 4 months later, you know where I'm going. That story of how my firstborn was born. And God was like, I'm blessing that child like that because you blessed other children, not your own. So I'm giving your child something greater than what you gave. Did you read that chapter? Very good, Sona. Hallelujah. And I promise this All Saints man, that book. Hallelujah. What will copy out? But anyway, you're going to get it today. You must get it. Hallelujah. Then 2 years later, God does the same thing with you see. But what was he doing? He was doing essentially this. Hallelujah. Expressing his great love for a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his what? Giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, there is always a day that comes. Hallelujah. There is that day that will come and God will shine his light upon you. Glory be to God. You remember in Acts chapter 10? Okay? Acts chapter 10, there was a certain man called Cornelius. He wasn't a Jew. He was a Roman. Okay? He loved God. Okay? He loved God. He used to pray. And the Bible says he was also a giver. Glory be to God. He hadn't heard about Jesus. All right? Now one day, he saw in a vision an angel appearing to him and telling him in verse 5 that, in verse 4, the angel saying that your prayers and your alms, your prayers and your generosity have come up for a memorial before God. Hallelujah. Like today, God has remembered. God is now paying attention to what you've been doing over some time. Glory be to God. Then he tells him that now send men to Joppa to call for Peter, who will tell you what to do. And Peter comes and tells him the good news. That is how Cornelius received Jesus. Hallelujah. Because of his prayers and his giving. Okay? But the angel tells him that your giving, your prayers have come up as a memorial before God. Hallelujah. God has remembered you. God is paying attention. Now God wants to bless you. Glory be to God. There's always that day that will come. Hallelujah. And we talked about this last Sunday. Hallelujah. We talked about this when? Last Sunday. Okay? Like I talked about all people who gave, you know, not like Solomon. Okay? He sacrificed to the Lord 1,000 burnt offerings in 1 Kings chapter 3. Okay, 1,000. Okay? For him, God showed up that same day. Okay? The Lord appears to him in a dream in the night and tells him that, what do you want? Ask whatever and I'll give it to you. Glory be to God. What triggered that blank check? Okay? It was giving. The guy 1,000 burnt offerings. Hallelujah. And God is like, he appeared to me and said, what do you want? Ask whatever. Okay? And he asked for wisdom. And God was like, okay, I'm giving you wisdom. Okay? But I'm also going to give you what you didn't ask for. Hallelujah. May God appear to me tonight and will say, what do you want? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's something first on my list. Hallelujah. Which I've just thought of. I was like, I'll see what step. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. So he said, I'm even giving you what you didn't ask for. Riches and honor. Glory be to God. But it all was because of great sacrifice. All right? And God blessed him. Glory be to God. Now, when I was preparing that message for last Sunday, okay, I really felt God wanted me to emphasize that bit. Yes, I think it is verse 4 or 5, which says that your prayers and your alms
have come up as a memorial before God. If you are here last Sunday, or if you listened to the sermon last Sunday, I kept saying that even when I talked about, when I gave examples of what? Of girl. Remember, like I told you, there's a lady in Acts, okay, whose day of what? Memorial, who came up after she had died. What was that name?
Dorcas.
Okay, for she dies, then people call for Peter. Nibamgambo, no man. She had that caller. She has been so generous. Hallelujah. Now it's because of that she gets raised. What? Yes, she comes back to life. Hallelujah. But what God that happened? High generosity. So I kept saying that, but nenga salina nyo what? Confidence. Okugambambu, your day has come. You know, okay? Remember, your pastor goes slow on the things of God. Your pastor didn't want to put words in God's mouth, just like he does in everything. Hallelujah. Amen. But I really felt God wanted me to emphasize that your prayers, your arms, especially giving, you know, has come up as a what? A memorial before God. Hallelujah. Now, during the week, I was with some of you somewhere. Then someone gave a testimony, okay, to that effect. Hallelujah. To the effect that indeed, okay, like they experienced God during, anyway, you know, like not so long ago, okay? And God was like, that is exactly what I was telling you. That for many of the people in LAT, okay, the day for God to remember, the day for God to reward you, the day for God to fulfill things he promised you, that day has come. Glory be to God. Kati unjogera kati nange ngachi ungabujingo. Did you watch that what? Video. Mr. Nega, did you watch it? Guy came with a list. Kutimusi nenya. Yeah. Then he read the list. Then you raise your shoulder like this. Like, well, basically what? We confide. Now those photos, right? Anyway, but now I'm speaking confidently, right? The confidence of what? Of that man. Because now, in the week, I received the evidence that I needed. Glory be to God. That gave me the evidence to tell you that the day for you to be remembered has what? Has come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're going to see the goodness of the Lord. God is going to show himself in a special way. Okay? He's going to reveal his love for you in a special way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like every time I think about a subject like this, I cannot forget the scripture. That is Psalm 102, verse 13. Psalm 102, verse 13, as I end, you will arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You will arise. Okay, so this you is God. God will arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her, the set time has come. Glory be to God. The NIV says that you will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That time came for Cornelius. It took some time. You can find that he did all the giving, okay, and didn't seem like he was making any what, like impact. Maybe it even didn't seem like God was registering it. Glory be to God. But a certain day came when God was like, this is the appointed time for this man. I have to show him my goodness. I have to reveal my love for him because of what he has been doing over time. Glory be to God. And for Cornelius, that was his appointed time. That was his set time. Okay? That was his set time. Glory be to God. I'll read it again. You will arise. By the way, this is the most important scripture today for your own information. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you're a preacher, always leave the best stuff for the last what? For the last lap. Okay? Joan one time accused me that I don't teach people how to do what? Ministry. Now I've told you. Okay? Keep. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Last year, I think it was, there's a time when Barlow preached a powerful message. But he whatever the best stuff at the beginning. For the end. Glory be to God. Like you served the chicken or the pork for some people. Nobody is a navy jandia. One hour ago. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Same for worship team. Okay, you can sing it first. Mumakati. Glory be to God. You sense that is what God is. What? Glory be to God. Now I'm telling you, this is what God wants to tell you. Okay? That he will arise and have compassion on you. Okay? For the set time, the appointed time, the time to show you favor has come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I preached this last Sunday and I felt God wanted to emphasize that. Nenga, ngenda mpola mpola, sagala kulimbisa mkama. Glory be to God. But after what I had in the week, I was like, now, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They say time has come. Glory be to God. God is going to show you his goodness. God is going to reveal his great love for you. Hallelujah. And when it happens, you know that this is it. Because it won't be ordinary. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.